All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You were rather, I don't know, would arrogant be the term? I sent out a very simple picture last night to you and Hatchet and Roberto. And I know Roberto was confused. And Roberto was just like, who is this black man? I sent you just the it's Dame time. With Lillard pointing to his wrist, as I watched Lillard and the Blazers, my upset special, take out your beloved LeBron James in his bald spot. And you didn't hesitate. You just went, yawn, Lakers in five or six, LeBron's got this. I wanted to start today. Like, I have that feeling in the East that the Bucks will snap out of this. They'll beat Orlando, you know, four in a row or four out of five, and they'll be just fine. And I said this before the series started, I don't feel that way with the Lakers. I think the Lakers are dank. And in the fourth quarter, LeBron has no help because Anthony Davis is just not an alpha dog. And last night it happened again where, like, Rico, the Blazers didn't score 130. They didn't score 120. I mean, they beat 100 and they still beat the Lakers. And it still was huge shot by McCollum. Two huge shots, including that banger with 3 minutes to go from Dame. You even had Gary Trent Jr. getting in the mix with a big shot. And the Lakers' answer was nothing. I wanted to see if a night of sleep has brought you a little more clarity. Or are you still calling for, yawn, Lakers are going to be just fine? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Lakers will be. Lakers will be just fine, Mike. What, 32? I mean, you're not going to shoot that bad. I called it. You called it. Portland was winning game one. Portland is red hot. Now, I said Portland's biggest job is game two to make sure that the Lakers don't rise up. But I see it would have been better for them to be playing today than tomorrow. You want to get the Lakers while they're on their heels because they cruised in this bubble. They clinched and they did nothing. But they just sat around and watched games. Portland was going to win it last night. I said the Lakers will win in six. In order to win in six, that means Portland has to win two games, Mike. So they got one last night. Wasn't concerned at all. I think LeBron, I mean, you're not going to get the supporting cast doing nothing. Anthony Davis just clunking up shots. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 1 point. One.
Yeah, he sucks. I don't know if I'm you're aware saying, of
this. No, he's I know terrible. He sucks, but Danny Green, you're going to get people more involved. This team did not play together as a unit. Now, LeBron, the Lakers are not my team. I don't think they're winning at all. I think this will be an entertaining series, but I think Lakers will win this thing in six, man.
I just had to ask. You were like... very forthright about it. I think this is the debate in the sports world today.
I said, Lakers in six, enjoy your night. Bron got this. I told you, enjoy your night, man. It was your night.
But, I did.
I mean, everybody saw this coming. Stevie Wonder saw this coming.
So you said LeBron has this. So he has it by himself because AD isn't helping him. I went through.
He will get enough people involved. Okay. They will win this thing. The biggest game is game two. If Portland takes game two,
all right,
now my tone will change.
I think Terry Stotts said it best. And I think he told his teammate because he told the media after the game. Game one, game three, game five, game seven is all they're taking. All they want to focus on because that's all they need. They know, yeah, you're right, the Lakers will probably come back and recover in game two. But overall, they need AD to step up. He had 28 points. Wonderful. You averaged 26. I think Shaq said it best in the post game.
Yeah,
you cannot sit.
AD.
You cannot sit there and do just 2 points over your average from the regular season, dude. You got to step it up. You got to be aggressive.
Shaq went Al Bundy, drunk uncle who used to be the man back in the day. I mean, he told Charles, you don't know nothing about this, Charles, because you haven't won anything. I got rings. I got four. Okay, I'm telling you right now, AD, you can't play like this on the Lakers and expect to win. And I don't think he's going to do. I don't think he's going to put in another game like that. I think you saw rust on the Lakers, and you saw
well-oiled
machine.
LeBron,
okay,
LeBron gave you Oscar Robertson. He gave you 23, 17, and 16.
Right.
I'm not pinning this on LeBron. I'm not making fun of LeBron. Although I will tell you, just mama's calling. Give it up. Shave your head. Enough's enough.
I've never understood. Quit just go bald, it. Man.
Right. Quit fighting it. Like, it's ridiculous now. But the whole point, Rico, I'm telling you, and I was the guy who was like, I was willing to go 0-82 to get Unibrow. And I like the guy. But this is now a developing trend to me. And just because we think a guy can be or think a guy should be, it doesn't mean he ever will be. I'm starting to really question Anthony Davis. And when you look at the big shots, like if I ask you right now, the best fourth quarter shot maker between these two teams, it's Dame Lillard.
Right.
Then it's LeBron. That's fine. The next pick, it's probably three Blazers before I get to Anthony Davis. Fourth quarter is kryptonite to this guy in big games. I'd be more concerned if I were you, but you have every right to say what you're saying because the most popular thing is the upstart punches you in the nose in game one, and then the better team wins the next four. I'm just stunned. Portland got it done, barely getting 100. This was not a 138-137 classic.
Correct.
So I'm sticking with it. I know I was all over this last week. I know I'll end up disappointed, and I'll have to listen to your laughter. I think Portland's beating this team. I think the Lakers are broken. And Avery Bradley not being there is a huge part of it. You know, and we all love playoff Sully, right? We all love Caruso. But, like, come on. Like, seriously. You're asking him to hit a shot? Shout out Sully. KCP and all these guys. Man, they got busters on that team. I'll believe it when I see it. I'm standing. I just wonder, people, is LeBron in trouble here? Or is King Rico on top of this? I needed one segment of this. I know we're going to get into Mize multiply. I know Rico's got a great take on James Franklin in the Big Ten. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. But, man, this is my baby right here. Like, I am locked in on this. This is the series I care about most outside of the Celtics. Is LeBron in any trouble? Or is Rico going to end up right on this? Let me just throw the number out and see if I can get five people who give a damn about basketball. 248-539-9797. We'll get the ticket text as well. Rico, go ahead.
Is LeBron in trouble for this series? No. For the whole, I don't think the Lakers are winning the title because, as you say, there are too many pieces missing. But I think in the end, the lack of defense that Portland plays is going to hurt them. I also think that you're not going to get another game like this from Anthony Davis. I think he comes out there and he gives it to you in game two. He reestablishes himself, Mike. I'm not saying he's the end-all be-all, but this team didn't really play together. That was the downfall of the bubble. They would have been, Mike, honestly, I think the Lakers would have been better off just staying at home and practicing in L.A. and getting this thing done because they didn't really do anything in the bubble but sit around and watch everybody else and they're bored. And they're not good enough to just flip the switch. They're not that good. And that's why you saw the punch in the mouth last night.
They cannot continue to play Anthony Davis and JaVale McGee together. They got to stop this. And I know they don't have the pieces, and I know they're not a complete thing, but you put Anthony Davis and McGee out there, well, guess what? Portland can just lock up the paint, you know, make it ugly. If I'm the Lakers, I'm going a little bit more small ball out there. I'm not going to sit there. Anthony Davis, I just 8 for 24. You know, I understand 28-11 on surface looks good, but
I'm so glad you brought that up.
8 for 24. What's up?
I'm so glad you brought that up because I looked at this after the game because I wanted to see. I know everyone were talking about how he's not aggressive enough. You're right. He shot 24 shots. He only had 8 of them in the second half and only 3 in the fourth quarter. You cannot sit here and say you're AD, you're number 2, and you're taking just 3 shots in the fourth quarter.
See, you know what? I'm beginning to think, and this kind of goes back to when the Pistons won over the Lakers back when Shaq. Big men just wear down, man. They're not the same in the fourth quarter. I don't know if it's all the bumping and doing everything down low, but a lot of big guys just don't. They don't flourish at the end where the point guards, for some reason, they can. The other thing the Lakers can't do is get into a horse contest with Portland. Let Dame shoot 40-footers. Don't try to come back. I mean, it's how Golden State would get people out of their game. Steph would hit a shot. Oh, I gotta one-up you, Steph. Look at this. No, that ain't your game. And you know, they were just abysmal last night from the three-point line. But I don't see this as being a long-standing trend, Mike. You had your moment last night, and that was great.
All right, listen.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.